All right, so I've just looked through your DMs, the general, not the primary, and I'm not surprised, but...
He was blown away. No, he was like, wow.
Not surprised that it happens to you, but just shocked that there's just how many people are in the DMs. That's crazy. So why don't you tell the audience what the best way is to approach through the DMs?
Okay, so this is my opinion, my perspective on a guy successfully sliding in the DMs. It is beyond. I get a lot of DMs. It's not to sound like conceited. I just get a lot of DMs from women, from men. My platform is geared towards women. To successfully slide in there, ask me a question, but not a dumb question. Like, how are you doing today? I don't have time for that. Like, that's a general question. Ask me something. Stand out. Stand out and show me that you're actually listening. You're like, don't ask me how is my lupus doing today, but just something different. I don't know. Like, I can't give you like the magic answer, but just liking my story or liking my picture, commenting on my picture is always nice. Like, I answered those back. Besides like the random emoji, like actually reading the caption, like I put effort into my caption. I know a lot of other people put effort into their captions and stuff like that. So like actually reading those and like commenting back, like I build, you know, whenever I see those people come into my DMs, I'm like, oh, hey, such and such, you know.
Because they interact with your posts.
Yes.
They're not just.
Yes.
I mean, listen, I've seen, I don't know, hundreds of these men in your DMs, but if you're reacting to every story that's put up and you're, you know, six times in a row, it's your
exhausting.
Reaction with no response.
Yes.
Just give up, bro. Like,
yeah.
Because you're getting aired out.
Yes.
Like, I'm the one sitting here reading your DM now.
Yes. Yeah.
She's not even reading
it.
Yeah,
I'm not reading it. It's exhausting for me to, like, open it up. So, like, say something different. Respond to it. Don't just, like, hard eyes or say that I'm sexy. Here are the things that you should not do, or here are the things that are red flags for me. I don't like being objectified. I don't give a fuck if I do OnlyFans. I don't care if my ass is hanging out. I don't care what I look like. I don't care if I'm in nipple tassels and floss, like whatever. Do not objectify me. Do not tell me that my whatever looks sexy or whatever. I know I look sexy. I look sexy for myself, not for you. So don't at me with that. It should, like, tell me something different other than the way that my body looks. If a guy comes at me and tells me that my XYZ looks XYZ and comments on my appearance, I know that they're a fuckboy and they're just, that's all they see me for is for my appearance.
Well, I have a question though, before we go forward. What do you, and I truly want to hear from your perspective. So my question may seem a little, you know, however it may come across, but I'm just going to say, when you are a certain way, when you dress a certain way, you said you do it for yourself.
Absolutely.
You feel sexy for yourself.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So for instance, I started buying myself, I've never really had, I was married for like 10 years. People that have been married or in long relationships, like if you don't keep the spark alive, it fizzles out. I had pure lingerie here and there, but I never really had like sexy pajamas, whatever. Anyways, through OnlyFans, someone sent me like a couple sexy pajamas and I was like, ooh, this is cute. It makes you feel sexy. I love this. So I started buying pajamas, like sexy pajamas for myself. Like, makes me feel good. The same way that I'm sure you feel good whenever you dress up, you know, for yourself. You do your hair, you cut your beard, and you're like, Arsh, you are handsome devil. Like, yeah. So same way that, you know, you feel good whenever you dress up for yourself before you're about to maybe go somewhere or just cleaning up for yourself, the way you feel with your haircut, same way that I feel whenever I dress up good. Like, it just makes me feel like, looking snazzy today, bitch. Like, yeah.
But do you think on beyond the surface, that's driven by wanting to be appreciated by others? Or is it purely, I mean, it's never purely for oneself, but is it primarily for oneself? Meaning you do it and you're like, I'm content even if nobody sees me. Or does the validation aspect fuel how good you feel as well?
I think it could be from two, because there was a point in my life where I was fueled by other people's like validation and what other people thought of me, but that was definitely like a very insecure part of my life where like if I didn't have enough, you know, yeah, if like I was just very needy and like codependent on what other people like thought of me and their opinions and whatever. Now I'm like, I don't care if I look a certain way and I don't care. And like when I get pictures now, like I may have this, but I'm like, ooh, bitch, those quads are popping, like good for you. And I notice like I find the beauty in things that I didn't before, and I'm just more not content, but I accept myself for like who I am. And it is for me at the end of the day. Yes, I've gotten to a point where like it's been a process, but I it is for me at the end of the day. I did my first boudoir shoot, like I had several people asking me what man did I have now, who were these pictures for, and I was like, they're for me. This wasn't even for my, I didn't even have an OnlyFans set. I just wanted to feel confident and sexy, and I did. I was going through a breakup, and I did behind that camera, and whenever I got those pictures, I was like, hot, holy fuck, like, who is that? And I just felt so confident and so sexy and so powerful to just see myself like that. It was just another side of me that I had never seen, and to feel that way when I dress up, like, just makes me feel like this, like, bold, confident, powerful woman.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I feel you. I think when you do it for yourself, you realize, first of all, that's the best way to go about it, because you can do literally what you want.
Yes.
You don't have to conform to the standard, and you don't have to do what's considered attractive and mm-hmm. what's considered kind of weird or out there or bizarre, you know? And that translates to everything in life. I mean, certain things we have to be mindful of, you know, norms and values of our society that we exist in, but...
Yes and no. Okay.
No, why?
Okay, so I'll give you this instance. I have two kids, 10 and 14. There are times where I'm like, I probably should dress down for my 10 and 14 year old. I probably shouldn't wear, you know, booty shorts. So I'm not sitting there wearing capris or whatever, like, you know, the shorts that are like 2 inches above my knee or whatever, but at the same time I'm not wearing the booty shorts with 2 inches of my ass hanging out. I'm wearing the shorts that I'm wearing now, which are, they are short shorts, they're shorts that I'm comfortable in, and also wear a crop top. Why? Because I fucking worked hard for this body. And I also tell my kids this as well. I make sure I tell my kids so that they don't grow up into people, and it's not just men, it's women as well, but I don't want them to grow up into people that make women feel a certain type of way, like, hey, you're a mom now, you need to cover up. No. My name is Andrea, not mom. I don't need to cover up or dress a certain type of way just because I am a mom and I've added that to my title. I don't need to cover up and dress a certain way because I am 34, because I am XYZ. I don't need to conform to society's views on whatever, because that makes everyone else comfortable. I'm gonna do as to what I please like. And I've had people tell me, you know, stop shopping at Forever 21, you're not 21. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm going to dress in my thong bikini at Lifetime and walk around their little play area because that's what I fucking feel like, because I've worked hard for this body. Yes. I don't care. I don't care who else that makes feel uncomfortable. You don't like it? Don't look at it.
True. Mm-hmm. I get it. But on some level, it is, you know, it's important to be introspective and kind of dive down your paths of thinking and identify where that desire comes from. That's the only reason I asked that question, because we can say these things and still be like, oh, I like how other people react to it. And I'm kind of like, I do this actively, where I genuinely don't care. I genuinely do not care about certain aspects of, you know, vanity per se, because I'm focused on what I'm trying to build, right, what I'm doing. And it's the same thing as what you've described, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. Because I just don't care. Like, I don't care what I wear. You know, obviously, I put together outfits that look good to me, but I don't wear what looks good in the eyes of other people. I don't keep my hair short the way, you know, everybody else does. I don't get the fades that everybody else gets. You know, like, I don't
That's
do
your
shit.
Style. That's
I just
arch.
Do me.
Yeah,
that's just who I am.
I love it.
I appreciate that. And that, you know, that's an important message, right? You don't have to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
And you don't have to apply their reasoning as to why you do certain things. Because getting lost in that is so dangerous and damaging. You're never doing it for yourself. You're never living for yourself.
Yeah.
You're always at the mercy of someone else's opinion of you. But let's segue back to the DMs. I'm going to tie it full circle. So, again, you described standing out, commenting. What else?
Man, I'm trying to think of the red flags. Like, there's more red flags. Just talking to me like I'm a normal human being. Like, I find that so attractive. Not being needy and clingy. Like, a guy that's needy, I'm like, dude. There's a fine balance between, like, don't ghost because women need attention. But at the same time, don't be so like desperate and clingy to where you're giving her too much. It's like you don't overwater a plant, but you don't. True. Yeah, but then you give the plant enough water to where it can thrive.
On some level, you have to be attracted to the person as well, right?
Yes.
So if let's say someone slides in the first time.
Yes.
You don't respond.
That's it.
And he's still interested. He shouldn't slide in the second time.
No. Like, if, like, well, maybe. See? Maybe, but give it some time.
Mm.
Maybe, but give it some time. Because there are times where, like, I'm really busy. We all lead very busy lives. So maybe just give it some time and maybe take a different perspective. If you hard-eyed or whatever, you asked a question, maybe ask a different question and don't ask a dumb question. Like, ask, I don't mean to look at it that way, but just ask something different in a better way and just rephrase your question. Google dating, I don't know, but questions to slide right into DMs, but yeah.
I'll give my perspective. I definitely think reacting to stories needs to stop.
Yes.
Unless you've established a fairly decent back and forth.
Yes.
So if I do it, and then a couple of weeks later she does it, and then, you know, if I see something interesting, I do it, that's signaling that you have some level of interest.
Yes.
Whether it's on a friendly level.
Yes.
And then whatever happens after that happens, right? You
yes
can build on that energy, but it has to be mutual. It can't
yes
just be one-sided, obsessive. And people know this. This is obvious shit. You can't just do it one-sided, but I thought it was obvious. I just looked at your phone. It doesn't seem like it's obvious. So clearly people need to hear this.
Yes.
You can't just go, like, you get six reactions in a row. You're not just going to change your mind and be like, oh, maybe I should, you know,
yes,
hit this guy back up.
I heard on another podcast, and some guy said this, that, like, back, you know, in the 90s, there was Family Matters, there was Steve Urkel, and Steve Urkel was constantly pursuing Laura. And so, and, you know, he would be like, you know, I'm wearing you down, Laura, whatever. And Laura would be like, go home, Steve. Nowadays, that would be considered stalking. But these men think like, oh, I'm wearing her down. Like, you know, what, you know, she's gonna eventually give in. And it's like, no, fool, I'm not. Like, if I wanted you, here's the thing. And I posted a meme like a couple weeks ago, and men got so mad about it. But men will fuck who they can. Women will fuck who they want.
It's true.
Plain and simple.
And first of all, it's quite easy for women.
Yes.
It's really easy.
Well,
it's much easier.
It's easier,
compared to
but
men.
We're so picky. I know I'm so picky.
Because it's almost a luxury, right? Because
yes,
you can be
yes
picky.
Yes, I can be.
and that's what comes with the territory in a way. And for men, it's you have to establish all these options.
Yes.
You have to have all these seeds in
planted,
place.
Yes.
Yeah, just in case one, you know, springs up and you're like, oh, I can grab this.
Yes, that's what I say. I'm like, men are like, men have a bunch of fishing hooks and they're putting their little fucking worm out there and they're waiting for one of us little fishies to bite. It's not plenty of fish in the sea. They're talking about men. It's us women. We're the fucking fish in the fucking sea. It's you men that are out there pulling us in. We're, you know, the women that are hungry enough are the ones that are jumping up at y'all's little worms. Don't jump up, women. Don't jump up.
Depends. I mean, if they choose to jump up, then that's their choice.
Yes.
And they should do whatever they want. And
yes.
I don't really...
Wait for some good bait. Don't jump up at the first.
You know what happens, though? Good bait is kind of rare. It's in the
yes
minority.
That's why.
And good bait has more options. Good bait also gets a lot of fish. And so when you jump up on good bait, you have to be willing to accept that there's going to be plenty of fish for that good bait.
I think what's meant for you will be meant for you. I see so many people settling
because they can't get with their first choice.
Yes, because because they are like, I'll just take what's out here. I'm lonely. I just, you know, it's just quick dick, or it's just this, it's that. So I'm just gonna, you know, it is. And it's like, no, that's so toxic. You have, you know, 24 hours in a day. It's some time that you could be putting effort into work, into working on yourself and towards your health and fitness, into learning something else. And instead you're putting this effort and this energy into someone that, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. You're fighting with them. You're arguing with them. You're spending time, money, and energy into them. And it's like, why are you doing that whenever you could be putting that time, money, and energy into yourself?
I feel the same way about men as well. I mean, once you start building something, once you start putting in the work, focusing on yourself, focusing on your development, focusing on your money, all of these things come in excess.
Yes.
You're not going to be scrambling on Instagram trying to find one girl you can have sex with. Like,
yes.
If you're getting your shit together and you're moving in the right direction, girls will come to you.
Yes. It's so much that. It's like, stop worrying about girls. It's like, no, put your focus back on you. When you put your focus back on you, like, women like that. Women don't, the biggest turnoff for me, I don't care how hot. I'll tell you this, men that slide into my DM, I'm like, and I see a blue check mark, and I'm like, okay, celebrity, let me see who you are. So I'll go look, and let's talk about that. If someone is following more people than they have followers, it's a no for me. It's a no for me because it's those guys that are pushing out.
Regardless of attraction level.
No, yeah, it's a no. I don't care how hot they are. And there's so many guys that I'm like, God damn, you hot poppy. And I'll go look at them and I'm like, no, you're putting out all your hooks. You extra thirsty, boo-boo. No.
Yeah, you definitely want to be mindful
of... You're fuckboy. You're screaming fuckboy.
You have to be mindful of who you give the energy to.
Yes.
But at the same time, when there's scarcity in their mind, right? That's what they operate with.
That's what, exactly that. Exactly that. Like, they just want, like, what can I get? What can I get? And I'm like, no. And men that are easily accessible like that are the biggest turnoff to me. And I have seen such attractive men. And I'm like, what? And to me, I'm like, what's wrong with you? What happened? Like, there's something wrong with you. There's something under the surface wrong with you that you were operating like that. Like, what happened? What's wrong with you? Like, you're a small dude.
Well,
like, what happened?
Here's the thing. They probably don't recognize how much power they have.
Yes.
They don't realize their worth.
Yes, they don't realize. That's what it is. They don't realize their worth. And I'm like, I don't have time or the energy to raise another man. I'm already raising two kids. I don't have time for a third project. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You have to recognize your worth.
Yes.
But let me throw this question out there then.
Go.
What about easily accessible women?
Why are you going to make me answer this one? Okay, I don't think it's the same.
Why?
Because it's not the same. Because, again, women fuck who they want, men fuck who they can, and that's why. I don't like double standards. I'm very big into, like, every, you know, be fair. I'm not sexist. However, I don't feel like it's the same because even if... And I hate, like, oh, she's a hoe, she's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a slut. It's just, it's not the same. There are double standards, unfortunately, and I don't think it's the same. I don't feel like women, I don't feel like there's a reason why a woman's doing what she's doing. She doesn't see her worth. Yeah. Or she's trying to get over, like, an ex-boyfriend.
But is the worth defined by how easily accessible they are?
No, she's trying to fill the void is more or less what it is. Or she could just be craving dick, but there's usually like, yeah.
But the thing with that is, like, you know, you can't just go from person to person. It's not going to be the max. It's not going to be the highest level of experience.
Yeah, that's what. Yes. When you go from person to person, it's like you're scrummaging like the bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
You want to get familiar with one person who understands your body, and then
that's
kind
best.
Of a higher quality experience. So I think, in my opinion, that reasoning doesn't really apply. So, and I've thought about this, and I have certain, you know, perspectives and opinions on this. I don't know if I'm going to share those right now, but it's just, it's quite interesting to me. It's really interesting to me that obviously we don't play by the same rules, right? Like, these things don't apply to each of us.
Yes.
But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. I mean, when it's easier for one party than it is for the other party, and the one party recognizes it's easier, and then they exploit how easy it is, is that the same as the other party who has to work hard to get the same thing? And then when they do work hard to get to a level where it becomes easier, and then they exploit it. You see how there's a difference there, right?
Men have done... Give me just this in layman terms, because I feel like men have done this to... Like, what I'm about to say, I feel like... Give this to me in layman terms.
Okay, so...
Don't beat around the bush. Just tell me.
Yeah, for you, it's easier to find sex or have sex.
Yeah.
You can pick whoever you want.
Yeah.
For a guy, they have to work and get to a certain level.
Yes and no. So men, again, I feel like if a man wanted to, a man could go hire a prostitute and go, like, fuck somebody if he wanted to get fucked. Me, I don't get the same. It just depends on who. Me, I don't want to go fuck a male stripper. I don't want to fuck a prostitute. I don't want to fuck a Joe Blow that I meet at the club. Me, I would much rather have sex with somebody that I have an emotional connection with. And yeah, to me, that is much more attractive than like someone sliding into my DMs, someone that I meet at the club, someone like a one night stand. That's just much better for me. So no, even though like, yes, it is easier for me, just because it's easier for me and it's more accessible for me doesn't mean that like I want what's accessible. That's
no, I understand that completely. And
100%
the emotional component is a factor, because for men, we don't tie emotions to that activity.
Yes.
And women do tie emotions to that activity, or require some level of emotional connection, comfortability, whatever it may be. I recognize that, but anyway, let's leave this topic for a different day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Please let the people know where they can find you, the Instagram, anything else you want to shout
out. You guys can find me on Instagram at andrea.boldbodyfit. Also, website if you're interested in training, because I am a personal trainer for women only. So that is boldbodyfitnesshouston.com. And I also have an OnlyFans. You'll find that in the link on my Instagram as well.